an up-to-date operating system, hardware, and software tools. They help you work more productively and securely, whether you are in the office or whether you're on the move. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on this episode of Connection Point, I'm speaking with Joel Sherman, a Microsoft product development specialist at the PC Connection family of companies. Joel has been in the large account reseller community for a good 7 years. He holds Microsoft Certified Professional and Microsoft Software Asset Management certifications, and he is here today to tell us what your organization can gain with an upgrade to Windows 7 Professional and Microsoft Office 2010. And Joel, really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, James.
Want to dive into this term. It's a little bit of a buzz out there, the modern desktop. Define that for us. What is a modern desktop for the typical knowledge worker?
Sure. So the modern desktop is a Windows 7 Professional, or with Software Assurance, the Windows 7 Enterprise operating system with Office 2010 Professional Plus as your productivity and main office suite.
And in terms of that, I mean, we're talking our basic, our Word document creation, our PowerPoints. We're also talking collaboration type tools. I mean, those are basically and generally the most effective tools that a lot of us on a daily basis need to perform our jobs at top level.
Yes, correct. Absolutely.
When we talk about the modern desktop, desktops are still personal to each one of us, but work has been changing. We're not so locked into our cubes anymore. There seems to be a lot more productivity, teamwork, and the machines in front of us have been evolving to really provide us with those tools. Do you see that? Is that feedback you get, that the modern desktop really is that enabler of productivity and teamwork?
Oh, absolutely. The reality is like you said, is we're not all working in the same cube anymore, or in the cube anymore. And the reality is we're not always working in the same building. For example, with the proliferation of the telecommuting and home officing, with the proliferation of branch offices, you know, there's an old IT joke. You know, you're in IT when you've been working for the in the same desk for 10 years for 20 different companies.
Yeah.
So Microsoft just come in with their modern desktop to make collaboration and teamwork much, much easier. For example, with Office 2010 and Link, you can actually, which is Microsoft's instant messaging and web meeting product, you can actually create a document online together. You and I could, let's say you're in California and I'm in Boston. You and I could create a quick web session, work on a document together, save it, and then it could download it onto my desktop, and now I have a finished product. With Word, that's not necessarily a big deal, but PowerPoint's a very big deal. It's because a lot of time you're working on presentations for clients or customers, and you need to be able to work on it real time to get a single message across. With the Office web apps, you are absolutely able to go out and collaborate on this real time. I can then take this and post it to a SkyDrive, where from there we're able to view the presentation real time. So with customers not wanting to travel as much, and with businesses cutting down on the amount of time they want to have people travel, the ability to be able to host a quick WebEx session or a quick Link session will save customers a ton of money. Furthermore, with the productivity, some of the features such as you have slicers and what they call sparklines in Excel 2010. So it's basically being able to create charts lifetime. As you input data, you're able to see what that data looks like. SmartR from PowerPoint. There's actually picture and video editing in PowerPoint. The conversation view and Outlook, which is my favorite, because what you can actually do is if you go on vacation, you know how it is. You come back from vacation, you have 50 emails for an issue, and really all you needed to read was one. Well, with the conversation view, it will actually group all of the messages in kind of a threading format. You can go in and look, okay, here's the last message, that's all the information I need, delete the whole conversation, and you're not having to read each message as you go along.
Absolutely, a big productivity boost there. And again, you brought up the idea that it's helping with this world that we're in, where we're not always in the same office. My understanding as well, and feedback I've heard from folks that have made the jump to Office 2010 to Windows 7, is that for those mobile workers. The productivity gains have been great as well, because they're not just locked into that branch office. They're out on the road. They're accessing this from tablets. They're accessing this from their smartphones, and really still being able to actually get quality work done.
That's exactly it. And with some of the features that are in Windows 7, it enhances that mobile workforce, such as being able to locate in any what's called location-aware printing, where you can go in, it will detect what office you're in, and then it will pull the printer that is for you in that particular office. Being able to do things such as manage email from multiple accounts all in a single box, the broadcast view. There's something within Windows 7 Enterprise called Direct Access, which is a VPN replacement. It all works on an IPv6 type connection. So you never have to, you don't have to invest in VPN anymore in order to support your mobile workforce.
Let me ask you this, since we've talked about a lot of collaboration and sharing, and we're talking about being able to access so much more on our mobiles, we are still going to leave that laptop or that smartphone in a cab leaving Las Vegas. We are still going to have people that are going to not want to collaborate because they're going to say, this is really sensitive. I can't share this. I'm getting to the security question. Has security stayed up to speed with this modern desktop that is so open in terms of collaboration? Have the security enhancements followed?
Absolutely. Within Office 2010, you can actually create what's called protective views, where you can lock down a document and password protect it, where somebody can modify just a single field, or they can modify nothing without the password. And if they lock out the password too, if they hit the password too often, it will actually lock them out of the application. Furthermore, in Windows 7 Enterprise, there's two applications that are out there. One of them builds on Vista, and the other one's brand new. BitLocker, which was an old Vista application, as well as AppLocker, Application Locker, which is a way where you can actually go in and set individual encryptions for the hard drive, such that while leaving Las Vegas, I leave my laptop there and someone wants to get the information off my laptop. It used to be they could take the hard drive out, put it into another computer, and immediately have access to that hard drive. Does not work that way with BitLocker. It is a 128-bit encryption, and if you try to, you cannot unencrypt that hard drive without the password.
All right, good insights there. Hey, before I let you go, I think one of the two other things I want to talk about, I want to talk a little bit about kind of purchasing and licensing options. But before that, some folks held off. We were coming out of the recession. Things are looking better, but there's still some orgs that said, hey, we have to extend our technology as long as possible. So they delayed a migration to Office 2010. They delayed going to Windows 7. People are thinking about it now, and then they get this little buzz that, hey, Windows 8, what's that all about? Maybe I should hold off there. What are you hearing? What's advice you have for folks that have delayed a migration? Why make a move now to Windows 7 if there's buzz about something else down the line?
Well, I think before we talk about the advantages of Windows 7 and eventually Windows 8, I think we all need to stop, stand up, put our hands over our hearts, and say a good word for XP and Office 2003. To have an operating system in XP that's going to be valid for 12, that has been valid for 12 years, and for Office 2003, which has been a live, active, viable production suite for the last 9 years, speaks volumes about those two editions of Windows XP and Office 2003. However, Microsoft has already declared they are ending support for these editions. XP support is going to be shut off permanently in April 2014. Office 2003 support is going to be shut off in 2014 as well. What that means is all patches, hot fixes, zero-day threats will no longer be addressed by Microsoft. They're shutting it off. Microsoft has been sensitive to that. So within Office 2010, there are certain functionality that make anything produced in 2003 compatible within 2010. And then Windows 7 has an XP mode in it, which allows you that any application that was running in XP, you can load on a Windows 7, start it up in XP mode, and it will have all the interface for Windows 7, but the emulator on the backside will make the application think it's in XP mode. We use some of that technology here at PC Connection, and it works wonders. Furthermore, if you are a company that is an early adopter and you really want to adopt technology sooner than later, it is easier to transition from XP to Windows 7 then eventually to Windows 8 than it is to go from XP straight to Windows 8. Windows 8 we expect to be out around the November October timeframe, somewhere in there. And it is our belief that it's going to be a great operating system. Microsoft has changed the GUI on Windows 8. However, it still has yet to prove itself to be an enterprise-wide operating system as opposed to a consumer-wide tablet operating system. It's going to be great for collaboration. It's going to be great to have a single-user interface between tablet, PC, and phone. However, we're just not quite sure what the enterprise applications on Windows 8 is going to be compared to Windows 7, which is a proven leader and a proven commodity.
And again, my key takeaway, if I heard you correctly, is that with XP being retired, much better to move to Windows 7 now. It's proven. It's been out there in the enterprises. People have been taking advantage of all the newness there. Better to get on Windows 7 now. If 8 comes out and proves that it's a good enterprise play, then that transition is going to be that much easier. But to try and make it from XP to 8, that's going to be a longer, more detailed type of transition. Better off getting to 7 first.
James, that's exactly correct. There's an old adage within operating systems that you adopt a system or adopt a version, skip a version, adopt a version, skip a version. So in the case here is Windows ME came out. For those of us who remember ME, we're still trying not to snicker. Nobody adopted it. We went to 2000. XP came out, been a proven success. We all skipped Vista because Vista had its issues. Windows 7 came out, raging success, and it has been adopted. Windows 8's coming out, and the question is are you going to see that mass adoption, or are you going to see skipped? But with XP being retired, the time to go ahead and adopt 7 is now. If you decide going forward that Windows 8 is exactly where your enterprise needs to be, again, like you said, the transition will just be that much smoother.
Want to wrap things up, Joel, with a quick, and it will take a minute or so here, because when it comes to licensing, that's usually where a good conversation, looking at your individual environment with a specialist, is really going to kind of let you know what those costs are going to be. But generally, what options are available for purchasing the software licenses for Windows 7, for Office 2010, that our listeners need to know about when they're out there kind of envisioning this modern desktop that they're going to bring into their org?
So depending on your organization size, if you're 250 seats or under, then your best bet is what's called Open Business or Open Value. Open Business gives you the ability to purchase license only. It's a very easy transactional program, but gives you some of the advantages of volume licensing, such as single sign-on keys or single volume license keys, the ability to log into Microsoft's VLSC site and download and build your own images, the ability to harvest and redeploy licenses that some of the box product and product key cards do not give you. Open Value gives you more of a license and software assurance option, but it gives you some additional software assurance benefits as well as the ability to spread payments. So with Open Business, you purchase everything up front. With Open Value, you can spread it out a third, a third, and a third over 3 years. And that's a free benefit from Microsoft. There's no interest with that. And then there's the Enterprise Agreement, which if you're over 250 seats, allows you to standardize your enterprise on certain Microsoft technologies, such as Windows 7 and Office 2010, as well as the CoreCal. And from there, you lock in your pricing, and it is a set price over the course of 3 years.
And as Joel's just gone over again, a lot of options for folks in terms of licensing. I'm going to give some contact information in a little bit so that you can all follow up and get more detailed information there. But at least Joel was able to share some of those licensing options. And Joel, the rest of the input and insights that you shared with us today, really do appreciate those.
Anytime. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, James.
And for those of you that want that information about upgrading to Windows 7 Professional and Microsoft Office 2010, know that you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They have many services available to help you get more out of your PC investment and deploy secure mobile PC solutions. Here's what you can do. Contact your account manager today to learn about engaging their on-staff experts. Learn more online at pcconnection.com/services. You can give a call to 1-800 800-800-0014. And if you would like to send an email for info, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.